Open House by Katie Seiss. Performed by Rebecca Mozo and Lori Prince. It was January, and the bucolic town of Waverly was covered with snow. Fires were lit, coffee was sipped, and the library at the University of Yarrow was filled with students. Most yearned to be somewhere else, their hearts pulsing with big ideas and plans for after graduation, or at least for Friday night. On the library's third floor, a junior named Oscar Mendez could no longer take the musty stacks, so he zipped his parka and headed outside in the late afternoon. A few hours later, Oscar would tell the police that he had no idea where he was going when he left the library. He certainly never planned to descend into the gorge behind campus, but that's exactly what he did. Snow crunching beneath his feet as he trekked down the frozen earth toward the vast, churning river. Besides a few brave hikers and runners, Yarrow students mostly avoided the woods and the cliffs overlooking the river because of Emma McCullough's disappearance a decade before. But Oscar didn't believe in ghosts. And it felt good to skid down the snowy trail, the incline so steep it made him feel alive and far enough away from the gleaming Gothic architecture of the university. Oscar hated it at Yarrow. He really did. He hated the smug, self-satisfied professors and the preppy classmates mingling with the alternative ones, everyone a happy, bubbling mix on the surface. But what could he do? Transfer? He didn't have the energy. Quit? He was too smart for that. The cathedral's clock tower chimed four times, warning Oscar that there wasn't long before darkness fell completely and obscured the path back to campus. He hurried farther upriver, turning around just once to take in the rocky cliffs that towered over the gorge. The cliffs were four stories tall on both sides of the river, and depending on where you were perched, it was either a straight drop into the water or onto a dirty beach made of mud and snow. The frozen ground was hard for Oscar to navigate, and he was careful not to get too close to the water's edge. A recent downpour had made the river even more furious, and Oscar watched the white-tipped current for a long time, wondering, as always, if he was going to be all right. The sun's final strips of light filtered through branches and illuminated a flash of silver near his feet. He bent to pick up a chunk of earth with a bracelet lodged inside. "For Emma," it read in scripted calligraphy, "my love." Oscar's sullen mood was suddenly forgotten, his mind sharpening. Could it have belonged to her? The elusive, mysterious Emma McCullough? Probably not, he thought. But he pocketed it anyway, his heart thudding inside his chest as he retracted his footprints and climbed towards safer ground.